This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Is much of the transgender ideology backfiring? Consider this recent poll by Pew Research. For the last 7 years, they've asked this question. Which statement comes closer to your views? A. Whether someone is a man or a woman is determined by sex they were assigned at birth. Or B. Someone could be a man or a woman even if that is different from the sex they were assigned at birth. Now, I acknowledge that the question is a bit convoluted and even uses the term assigned at birth. Even so, the percentage of Americans who pick the first option, we are determined by sex assigned at birth, rose from 54% in 2017 to 65% today. Notice this increase from a majority to nearly two-thirds took place when Americans have been pummeled with lots of transgender propaganda. Byron York is the chief political correspondent for the Washington Examiner. He reported that at last year's Transgender Day of Visibility, the White House released a list of 42 action and policy initiatives the Biden administration has taken to support transgender people. He also reminds us that the Biden White House has gone all out, even in a time when doctors in Europe have expressed growing concern about the lasting damage caused by the irreversible medical treatments known in some circles as gender-affirming care. I'm convinced that transgender ideology is backfiring. President Biden has put his full weight behind transgenderism, and the mainstream media have spent many hours promoting transgenderism. Yet the American people are less likely to accept some of the tenets of transgender ideology than just a few years ago. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.